Okay, so as things progress on the basis of piti, there's a process of containment called pasadi, which is tension, release, tranquility, or serenity. So I think one way we can get a sense of this is piti getting contained, the energy getting contained into something bigger. If we're trying to hold it into something too tight, it's quite agitated, then we just let it calm down into something that feels more spacious. The best way to get a sense of this is that when dusk comes, we have it kind of in our environment, you know, the day becomes night, and there's this natural sense of settling down in the air. I don't know if you have this. I love going to meditate right around that time. You can just kind of be receptive to the atmosphere around you, and everything feels quite contained, quite still. This is also likened to the sound of a gong. Just first ringing very actively, and then just sort of stilling out. It's a natural progression. And that's where we get to bliss or contentment or sukha. So I think I'll also just use the word sukha when I'm reading the instructions out. Okay, so this is the fifth of the jhana factors. Literally, it means easy to bear. It's tranquil, soothing, pleasant vedana or feeling, and it results from piti. It might not happen in one sit where there's piti and then sukha. I think it's an overall trend in our being. So while we're here doing a lot of sitting, you know, it might not be that obvious. So there might not be much happening in piti, but then there's a lot of peace and tranquility and sukha. So the conditionality doesn't really follow the course of our meditation. It's a bit more organic than that. It's like over the course of our whole being here. And again, when we come to the instruction on sensitive to sukha, it may have already arisen or it may not yet be present. So again, just being sensitive to the seed forms. I think the seed form here is just contentment, just being contented to be with whatever is happening. It's a little less physical, this one, although we might have the feeling of the body kind of dropping, like we're really tired after a day of hard work. But it's a little bit more on the intangible manifestation, more on the quality of mind or quality of emotion. So where there's a sense of settling into the practice, just letting what's happening be what's happening. And when it arises, we can make it the object of our attention, letting the breath drop to the background. So if it arises before this stage, we can let it be the object of our attention. If it changes, then just coming back to whatever we were doing. Whatever we were doing with the conditions that was helping it arise, right? So it fades away, then we just go back to the breath or the body. And when it does arise again, we can let it just inform our experience, you know, let it suffuse the body, let it suffuse the mind, learning from it in a way. And when it fades, letting it fade. When it's not present, just gently using a light breath and body awareness to stay present. If it presents itself again, then relaxing into it again. It may be that it never happens, and we just learn about not bliss the whole time. So that is the fifth and sixth contemplations.